And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward those brothers and sisters who put this together. And the intent behind the seminars is to propagate pure knowledge taken from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, based on the understanding of our righteous predecessors. And of course, knowledge cannot be taken just like that. It has to be taken from the proper sources. And knowledge is to be taken from the scholars. And alhamdulillah, these seminars, they have been focusing on a very important book that it is a must upon every Muslim, male and female, to purchase a copy of this book. Even if you can't purchase it, you can download it online, which is Important Lessons for Every Muslim by Sheikh Al-Allama Al-Imam Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah bin Ibaz, rahimahullah ta'ala. And the Sheikh, he excelled in this book. And he did a great job. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him for his efforts. Today, we're going to talk about Ash-Shahadatain. Ash-Shahadatain, the two testification of faith. And of course, the time is very tight. So I'm not going to go in detail about the two testifications of faith, but I'm going to leave that to you, inshallah ta'ala, to review. As you see in the pamphlet here, it's detailed in there. So inshallah, we're going to study together some of the conditions of La ilaha illallah. And before that, if someone was to ask you, what is the meaning of La ilaha illallah? Al-ulama, they say, La ilaha illallah, la ma'buda bihaq illallah. That there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And if you pay attention to the word worthy, al-ulama, they put that word there for a reason. Why? Because there are other false deities that are being worshipped, but they are not worthy of being worshipped. So that's why we say that there is no deity worthy of being worshipped except Allah. And the ulama, they said that it is incorrect to say that there is no God but God. Why is that? Because when you say there is no God but God, this would necessitate that there are other gods as well. You understand? And this would lead you to pantheism. And what is pantheism? Pantheism is when you believe that everything you see and everything you hear is Allah. A'udhu billahi min dhalik. And this is the aqidah of who? The Hindu. And the aqidah of the extreme Sufiya. Extreme. Like Abu Mansur al-Hallaj, who said, Ana huwa wa huwa ana. I am Allah and Allah is me. A'udhu billahi min dhalik. So he was executed, he was killed, when the Muslim scholars have issued a fatwa that this man is a heretic, and he was killed. So that's why we sit and learn from the ulama, that way we don't make those mistakes. And we learn our deen properly, correctly, taken from the kitab and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, based on the understanding of our righteous predecessors. And the righteous predecessors are the first generation, the companions of Ridwanullahi alayhim, and the tabi'een, the second generation, and the third generation. And the imams of guidance, like Imam Abu Hanifa, Malik, Al-Shafi'i, Ahmad, Al-Sufyan al-Thawri, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Al-Awza'i, Al-Layth ibn Sa'd, and other imams from A'imma of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. If that is established, ya ikhwan, about brothers and sisters, about the meaning, then al-ulama, they say, la ilaha illallah has two pillars. Has two pillars. The first pillar, al-nafi. Al-nafi. Al-nafi, negation. And the second, al-itbat, affirmation. طيب يا إخوان لا إله إلا الله. There is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. العلماء they say if someone says لا إله and he left a pause. Okay? And he said إلا الله. طيب they say this is كفر. Why is it كفر يا إخوان brothers and sisters? Because when you leave a pause, then the meaning changes. طيب, the meaning changes. Because when you say that there is no ilah, and you pause, then you start, now what are you doing? You're negating. But you're not affirming. So that's why you have to say, La ilaha illallah. طيب, you don't leave no pause in between. La ilaha illallah. So La ilaha illallah consists of two pillars. The first pillar, an-nafi, negation. And this is also in other ayat in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهٌ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ in Surah Al-Baqarah. That your deity is one. There is no deity worthy of worship except Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to negate that there is any other deities being worshipped, that we have to negate all that, and we affirm that to Allah alone. To Allah alone. So there is negation, and there is affirmation. If that is established, that now we're going to move on, inshallah ta'ala, to the conditions of La ilaha illallah. And the conditions of La ilaha illallah, it's like the teeth to the key. Now you have a key, right? If you don't have the teeth, it's not going to unlock the door. Okay? That's why you have to go and make a key, right? So the teeth has to be there so that the door can be unlocked. So likewise, La ilaha illallah has also keys and has conditions. You have to have those conditions. And those conditions have to be fulfilled. If those conditions are not fulfilled, then La ilaha illallah would not benefit that person, would not benefit him. Al-ulama, they mention that La ilaha illallah has seven conditions. And inshallah, we're going to go through the flyer. Na'am, you have the flyer with you. You're going to go through it, inshallah. So they said that there are seven conditions of La ilaha illallah. Others, they said there are eight conditions of La ilaha illallah. طيب. The first one, al-ilm, knowledge. Knowledge. Now, if someone was to ask, what is knowledge? Al-ilm. Al-ulama, they say, al-ilm huwa idraku al-shay'i ala ma huwa alayhi idrakan jaziman. العلم هو إدراك الشيء على ما هو عليه إدراكا جازما. Knowledge is the perception of things as they are truly, as they are in their reality. As they are in their reality. For example, this bottle here has water. Okay, so when I say there is water in this bottle, this is knowledge. طيب. And the opposite of it, ignorance. Ignorance. Ignorance is the lack of knowledge altogether. طيب. For example, you ask someone, you say, Ya Akhi, do you know the seven conditions of La ilaha illallah? He says, Ya Akhi, I don't know. This is what? Plain ignorance. This is called plain ignorance. طيب. There is another type of ignorance which is very dangerous, which is called compounded ignorance. Compounded ignorance. Okay. Compounded ignorance, when someone ignores that he ignores. And this is very serious. For example, you say, Ya Akhi, what is this? What is this? He said, this is oil. So, Ya Akhi, this is water. He said, no, this is oil. Tayyib, the sky is blue. He said, no, the sky is not blue. It's gray. This is Muhammad. No, this is Ahmed. This person has with him compounded ignorance. This is very dangerous. Tayyib, Ya Akhwan. And the ulama, they say, knowledge has six categories. Naam. And I don't want to go deep in this because I don't want to lose the benefit, inshallah ta'ala, so that we can learn more and more, inshallah. But they mention that first, you have knowledge, which is the perception of something as it truly is, with firm conviction. When we say Allah is our Lord, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our messenger. This is knowledge known by necessity. This is knowledge known by necessity. طيب. There is another type of knowledge which is known by investigation. If someone walks in here, he said, you know, ya ikhwan, there is an accident right here on this street. And we don't know this person. طيب. What do we have to do? We have to investigate. This is called knowledge that is known by investigation. طيب. This is known by investigation. But when someone says the five daily salawat are obligatory, this is knowledge known by necessity. But no one can deny that. If a Muslim denies it, he commits what? Kufr. Take him out of the fold of Islam. Reason being, because this is knowledge that is known by necessity. So the ulama, they started with knowledge. Why? Because in order for you to speak, you have to speak with knowledge. And knowing la ilaha illallah, you have to have knowledge first. And that's why Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has a chapter in Sahih al-Bukhari, Kitab al-ilmi qabla al-qawli wal-amal. Kitab al-ilmi qabla al-qawli wal-amal. A chapter, knowledge precedes statement and action. Knowledge precedes statement and action. Before you speak and before you act, you have to have knowledge prior to that. طيب. Allah in the Quran, He said, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ in Surah Muhammad. فَعْلَمْ. So here, Allah said, فَعْلَمْ. This is a command. This is a command. Know that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. So it means that you have to have a knowledge about Allah Azza wa Jal. You have to have knowledge about Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, which is the unity of worship. So you have to know this Tawheed. You have to know Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah and Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, the unity of Lordship, and also the unity of Allah's names and attributes. So you have to know about Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's why Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that there are two fiqh. Al-fiqh al-asghar wal-fiqh al-akbar. That there is minor fiqh and major fiqh. So he said minor fiqh, salat wal-zakat wal-hajj and other than that. But major fiqh is knowledge of tawheed. Knowledge of at-tawheed. Because that is the foundation of the deen. The foundation of the deen. Ayna'am. And that's why La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah comes before the salat. And that's why when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tell me about Islam. He said, Islam is to testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is his messenger. And then you establish the salat, and you give the zakat, and you fast the month of Ramadan, and you perform hajj. But he started out with Tawheed, He started out with Tawheed. Sheikh Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, من حقق التوحيد دخل الجنة بغير حساب. That whoever actualized Tawheed, he will enter al-Jannah without any accountability. So Tawheed is extremely important. So the first condition, ya ikhwan, brothers and sisters, al-ilm, knowledge. As Allah said in Surah Muhammad, فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Know that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And also the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, مَنْ مَاتَ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. This is collected by Imam Muslim. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, who dies while he knows. So here there's a condition. He said, while he knows that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, he will enter al-Jannah. He will enter al-Jannah. So that when someone is dying, and at the time of his death, he knows that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, then he will enter al-Jannah. Why? Because this individual, he actualized Tawheed. He actualized at-Tawheed. Naam. So that is, ya ikhwan, brothers and sisters, the first conditions of La ilaha illallah, al-ilm. Al-ilm. Do you want me to continue about the categories of the al-ilm, or we move on with our lecture? So it's up to you. Move on, inshallah. Tayyib. Ya ikhwan, the second condition, al-ulama have mentioned al-yaqeen, certainty. Certainty, al-yaqeen. Naam. So the second conditions of La ilaha illallah, al-yaqeen, certainty. Allah said in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. This is the point of reference. Naam. And who believe in that which has been sent down, means revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in that which was sent down before you. Naam. And they believe with certainty in the hereafter. So they don't have doubt. They have certainty. Naam. They have certainty. Illa ilaha illallah. And also the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, related, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anni rasulullah la yalqa allaha biha abdun ghayra shak. This is the point of rest. Ghayra shak, without doubting. Ghayra shakin fiha illa dakhal al-jannah. I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. And that indeed I am the messenger of Allah. No slave, no servant of Allah meets Allah with this, having no doubt thereof. Having no doubt means having certainty. Having no doubt thereof, except that he enters paradise. Recorded by Imam Muslim, rahimahullah ta'ala. And then you can go to the detail of this, inshallah ta'ala. But we're going to move on, inshallah. The third one is sincerity. Al-ikhlas. Sincerity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, he mentioned al-ikhlas in Surah Al-Bayyina. Allah said, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And they were commanded not but that they should worship Allah and worship none but Him alone. So now al-ikhlas is one of the conditions of La ilaha illallah. And in order, ya ikhwan, brothers and sisters, in order for a good deed to be valid or invalid, to be accepted or rejected, you have to have two conditions. The first one, al-ikhlas, sincerity. And the second one, al-mutaba'a lil-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has to be in compliance with the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person may have ikhlas, sincerity, but if he does not do it according to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his deed will be rejected. Or it could be the other way around, that he's doing it in compliance with the Islamic law, the kitab was sunnah and all that, but he doesn't have ikhlas. If he doesn't have ikhlas, then his deed will not be accepted. So it has to be both. Not one or not the other. It has to be both of them. So, among the conditions of la ilaha illallah, al-ikhlas. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And also the hadith, he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, أَسْعَدُ النَّاسِ بِشَفَاعَتِي مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ خَالِصًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ. خَالِصًا is the point of reference. خَالِصًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ. So the translation, the happiest of people with my intercession. And the intercession of the Prophet ﷺ, shafa'a, is not to be sought from him in this world, like some of the fools do and some of the ignorant. And then when they do that, they fall into what? Shirk. So you cannot go to his grave like some of the people, and they call upon him to help him out and the like. Or some of them, they even write letters to him. Yes. And then you'll be shocked. Hey, na'am. You'll be shocked to hear some of the stories, some strange stories about people going to his grave and calling upon him and all that. This is all shirk, because this takes a person out of the fold of Islam, because the only one that you make dua to is Allah. You do not make dua to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you do not use him as intermediary, like the people use him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they also use Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani. They use Data Darbar in Pakistan, Lahore, Pakistan. They use Ahmad Bamba in Senegal and other places where people use this so-called righteous people in Awliya. They say, well, we are sinners, so we have to take our dua to this noble people so that they can take our dua to Allah. This is all what shirk is all about. And that's why tawheed is very important, and ikhlas is one of the conditions of la ilaha illallah. And the opposite of al-ikhlas is shirk. And shirk, ya ikhwan and brothers and sisters, two types. You have minor shirk and you have major shirk. Minor shirk, for example, when someone shows off. For example, someone puts money in the sadaqah box because he wants to be heard. He wants to be seen by the people. This is minor shirk. It doesn't take him out of the fold of Islam, but Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, he said this is major sin. Major sin. And it can lead a person, wal-iyadu billah, to fall into the major shirk. Ayna'am. That's why we have to be extremely careful. And the second type is the major shirk that take a person out of the fold of Islam. Like, for example, the people who call upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wal-iyadu billah, and they call upon al-awliya, and ya Sheikh Abdul Qadir, aghitni, rescue me, and the like. This is all shirk. Naam. So, and one of the ulama, he mentioned that on his journey to Hajj, I forgot his name, from India, one of the ulama al-sunnah, he mentioned that on his journey to Hajj, he went through the ship. So they were on the ship, and the ship, there was a big storm in the ocean, and the people, they got shaken up. He said, you would not believe what the people were calling to. They're calling Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani. You're going to Hajj, to perform Hajj. نعم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah that when my servant call upon me, I am close. It does not necessarily mean that he's physically close to you. Some people, they have this misunderstanding. نعم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is where he says he is. Because Allah says in the Quran, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arshi stawa. The most gracious, he rose over the throne. So Allah is above his creation. And he is not mixed with his creation. As Allah said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Harun, إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. I am with you. I hear and see. So this would necessitate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is distinct from his creation subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the happiest of the people with my intercession, shafa'a, na'am, is he who says, None has the right to be worshipped but Allah sincerely. This is the point of reference. Sincerely. So he's not showing off. Because he shows off, this is shirk. Aynam. Tayyib, sincerely from his heart. And inshallah, maybe we could talk about al-ikhlas and the benefit of ikhlas. Another, inshallah, occasion where we could talk about the benefit of al-ikhlas. This is not the time to talk about it. Inshallah ta'ala, we're going to move on to condition, inshallah ta'ala, number four. The Shaykh, he said, truth, as-sidq. And what is the opposite of sidq, ya ikhwan? Al-kadib. The opposite of sidq is al-kadib. Truth, the opposite of it is lying. And al-munafiqeen, from their characteristic, is their lie. As Allah said about them in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Those who say with their tongue that which is not in their heart. Because al-munafiqeen, they'll double standard. They play games. Okay, when they used to go to the Prophet ﷺ, they would say, we bear witness that you are the messenger of Allah. But they are liars. And that's why al-munafiqeen, they're far worse than the kuffar. Why is that? Because al-kuffar, they clear cut. They say, we don't believe. But al-munafiqeen, they claim that they do, while they don't. You see? And they are worse. And that's why Allah said about them in the Quran, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. That al-munafiqeen, they are in the lowest level of the fire, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. The lowest. Why? Because the al-munafiqeen, they lie. They double standard. So that's not, ya ikhwan, that's not enough to say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَىٰ إِلَىٰ اللَّهِ, while the heart negate that shahada. It's not going to benefit the person. Or someone may walk in here and say, you know what? I was reading about your religion, and I ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is his messenger, but I still believe that Jesus is my savior. Is it going to benefit him? It's not going to benefit him. Huh? Or I still believe in Rama, or Krishna, or the Hindu gods, and the like. It's not going to benefit him. Naam? And that's why al-ulama, they added the eighth condition, which is al-bara'a min al-shirki. وأهلي. البراءة من الشرك, to free yourself from shirk and those who practice it. And that's why الشيخ صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى, he said الإسلام هو التوحيد. الإسلام, قال الإسلام هو الانقياد إلى الله بالتوحيد. الانقياد إلى الله بالتوحيد. والبراءة من الشرك وأهله. He said that Islam, the real meaning of Islam, is when you single out Allah Azza wa Jal in His worship. That when you direct a worship, you direct it to Allah. And when you sacrifice only to Allah. And when you make dua only to Allah. So you single out Allah alone with Tawheed. And you submit to his obedience. Naam. And to free yourself from shirk and those who practice it. Ay naam. Now this is the definition of al-Islam. So, Allah said in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu attaqullaha wa kunu ma'a as-sadiqeen. Ma'a as-sadiqeen. This is the point of reference. O you who believe, be afraid of Allah, fear Allah. And be with those who are true in words and deeds. Like Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Because he fulfilled not only the statement of La ilaha illallah, but also its actions as well. Its actions as well. Because al-Iman, ya ikhwan, al-Iman is not al-Nutq bil-Lisan, that's it. Make a statement, that's it. Al-Iman is to testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. And you have to comply with your actions. You have to comply with your limbs. Also, you have to believe in your heart and also comply with your limbs. Aynam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, O you who believe, fear Allah and be with those who are true in words and deeds. And also the hadith of Mu'ad ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ يَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ صَادِقًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ إِلَّا حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّارِ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there is none that truthfully from his heart bears witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is his slave and messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that Allah will forbid upon him the hellfire. This is collected by Imam, recorded by Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Number five, ya ikhwan, love, al-mahabbah. Allah said in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. أي نعم. The translation of which, and of mankind as some who take others, means deities, rivals, and the like, beside Allah as rivals to Allah. They love them as they love Allah, but those who believe love Allah more. Love Allah more. Ay na'am. Number six, ya ikhwan, submission. Submission. Which negate shirk. One must submit himself to all that this magnificent phrase, which is La ilaha illallah, requires of him. Allah the Almighty says, Wa anibu ila rabbikum wa aslimu lah, and turn in repentance to your Lord and submit to him in Islam. And there are other ayat. So inshallah ta'ala, I'll leave you with that. Inshallah, you can inshallah read more. Number, ya ikhwan, na'am. We're not going to go, you know, extensively in that. So inshallah, we're going to go move on to the next one, inshallah ta'ala. Then we have, ya ikhwan, we have disbelief in all that is worshipped beside Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is very important also. Al-ulama, they have mentioned this, that some of them, they said there are seven conditions. Some of them, they said there are eight conditions of La ilaha illallah. And the eighth condition is this one: to disbelieve in all that is worshipped other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. Whoever disbelieves in false deities, الطاغوت. So anything that is being worshipped beside Allah is a false deity. It's taghut. Naam. And sometimes that individual who is being worshipped beside Allah, he's innocent and free from those people. Like for example, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hey, naam. But if he is pleased with them worshipping him, he's a taghut. He's a false deity. Hey, naam. Tayyib. Like this man from Pakistan, his name is Tahir al-Qadri. The people make sujood to this man. A'udhu billah. It's on YouTube. You can actually see them making sujood to him. A'udhu billah min dalik. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the Muslims. May Allah guide them. Guide all of us. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the meaning of which, and whoever disbelieves in a taghut and believes in Allah, then he has grasped the most trustworthy handful. Al-ulama, they say the most trustworthy handful is La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Inam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qala la ilaha illallah wa kafara bima yu'badu min dunillah hurrima maluhu wa damuhu wa hisabuhu ala Allah. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever says La ilaha illallah, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, disbelieving in all that is worshipped other than Allah. This is tahqiq al-tawheed. Now you are actualizing the tawheed. Tayyib. He said his wealth and the blood becomes inviolable. Haram for you to shed the blood of this individual, this believer. Now, unlike al-Khawarij, they shed the blood of the believer. Because al-Khawarij, ya ikhwan, brothers and sisters, they hold the opinion, na'am, and they believe that if someone commits a major sin, then he's kafir. So if you drink alcohol, you fornicate, or something like that, then they take you out of the fold of Islam, and this would necessitate that they could spill their blood. Hey, na'am. And that's why they are very dangerous, al-Khawarij. And the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he described them, he said, حُدَتَاء الْأَسْنَانِ سُفَاءَ الْأَحْلَامِ. He said, they are young in their age, and they are fools in their thinking. They have foolish thought. They are very young, like the like of this ISIS and the like. They're recruiting 13 years old, 14 years old, and they go in with them, and you wonder why these people go in with them. Because they brainwash them. They brainwash them. And these young people, they don't have knowledge. They don't have the foundation, tawheed. They don't have that with them. So they get deceived by the like of this individual, this extremist from among al-Khawarij of today. Al-Khawarij. Al-Khawarij, so al-Khawarij from the Aqidah, Ikhwan, they would take you out of the fold of Islam if you commit a major sin. Unlike Ahlul Sunnah, they don't take you out. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they believe if someone commits a major sin, he has deficiency in his iman, but we don't take him out. They are people of moderation, people of justice. They don't take him out. Al-Khawarij, they take him out. They kill him. Naam. But Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, alhamdulillah, they don't. They don't. Unless someone commits a nullifier of Islam. And that's going to come, inshallah ta'ala, in the future seminar, inshallah ta'ala. Tayyib. After this, we're going to pray, inshallah. And then after that, we're going to continue, inshallah, with the second part, which is the testification that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah benefit us with all this knowledge. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi.